I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Opera Theatre of St. Louis opens its 40th anniversary season next week with four productions and repertory. And later we're going to talk to General Director Timothy O'Leary and to performers Emily Fons and Cindy Macasola. And on Soundbites, Scott Carey of Some Coffee and Christine Meyer of Kitchen Culture will explain how local businesses are working together to create hyper-local food and drink. But first, peace through pyramids. That's not Egyptian pyramids. Think of the young people who perform as part of Circus Harmony. Their artistic director is joining us now. Hello to Jessica Hentoff. Jessica, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
Also here, Cheryl Mahayan, and also the director of the Ferguson Public Library, Scott Bonner.
Hi.
And Cheryl, I forgot to mention that you are with the Saul Mirowitz Jewish Community School.
Correct.
The director
Thank
there,
you.
Right? Well, before we explain why Cheryl and Scott are here with you, Jessica, would you talk just a little bit about what Circus Harmony does as far as teaching young people circus arts and how you use what you do to bring people of different backgrounds together?
Sure. Circus Harmony is St. Louis's only complete circus school. We teach everything from clowning to flying trapeze. Our focus is on young people, but our oldest student is 88, and she takes trapeze classes. But we are primarily a social circus, meaning we use the teaching and performing of circus arts to build character in individuals and build bridges between communities. Probably one of the best examples of social circus is our ongoing collaboration since 2007 with a Jewish Arab youth circus in Israel, the Galilee Circus. We were just there this summer.
We're going to talk about that in just a second. Cheryl, the Saul Mirowitz Jewish Community School, would you tell us a little bit about the school just briefly and how you're affiliated with Circus Harmony?
Sure. We are a K through 8 pluralistic Jewish day school in St. Louis, and we are very interested in teaching our students to be leaders. And social responsibility is one of the hallmarks of our mission. We have become involved with Circus Harmony by asking them to come in and teach enrichment classes for our students during the week. And they've become part of our Mirowitz family. And we were lucky to be invited to be part of this Peace Through Pyramids project with students from Ferguson. We have a special thank you to the Jewish Federation of St. Louis for funding our participation and helping our students participate in a bridge building project.
And Scott Bonner, the Ferguson Public Library, how have things been for you folks since last August?
Off and on, sometimes crazy, sometimes fun.
But you've been very involved busy. Since the shooting of Michael Brown and everything mm-hmm. that, you know, happened since then. The library's stayed very involved in connecting with the community and doing different things.
Yes, we've done everything we think of to help our community. We've done lots and lots of things. We've kind of, to use a car metaphor, we've been running hot for a while.
Mm-hmm. And what's your relation to Circus Harmony? I know they're going to be doing one of these performances at the library.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Jessica had the brilliant idea of making this connection. She came and offered it to me. And since libraries are all about helping people improve themselves, having our kids learn unique and special skills and make connections that they might not otherwise have made, that's all about improving themselves.
Goes back to what you say, Jessica, is people of different backgrounds coming together and helping one another.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when the Regional Arts Commission put out their social impact grant applications, this is what we applied for. And with thanks to them and to the Arts and Education Council, we called first the library to see if we could come there. And we chose Ferguson Library because when everything else was shut down for kids in Ferguson, the library stayed open.
All right, Jessica, it was almost a year ago that you and some of your kids were in Israel.
Right. And we got stranded there.
Yeah, you went there for a performance with a group there.
For the ongoing collaboration with the Galilee Circus, which is going to be featured in the book Watch Out for Flying Kids, which you can pre-order on Amazon. And it was, as usual, an amazing experience, made even more so by what was going on in Israel at the time. But then right when we came back, people had thought we were in danger in Israel. Ferguson literally exploded.
Well, back up just a little bit. Maybe you weren't in danger, but you had some concern because you came back a week later than you were scheduled to.
Because of the bombing. We had to change our plans while we were in Israel, and then we got stranded there for an extra week because they shut down the airports.
So what was your experience like there? Was anyone concerned about their safety? I know you stayed with different families there. How did that go?
It was extraordinary. We stayed with Jewish and Arab families, and we had Jewish kids in Arab villages, and traveled throughout the northern part of Israel. And in fact, right now we have one of these youth circus performers from Israel is here as an intern with us and staying at Cheryl's house.
Wow. Well, after you got back to St. Louis last July, would ironic be the right word? Here you were in Israel near the conflict and had to deal with that, but it was just days after you got back. Tell me what happened.
That Mike Brown was shot in Ferguson, and our office, we're based at City Museum, so all our shows and everything are there, but the office is in Florissant, 4 miles from Ferguson, whereas in Israel, we were more than 4 hours from the actual conflict. Here it was literally at our doorstep. And it reminded me a lot when they had police at every exit going towards my house. It reminded me of being in Israel, and they had police at every exit of every Arab village. So there were a lot of similarities to me. And that's why when the opportunity came to connect children here, we went first to Ferguson to work with those children, and then we're thrilled to partner with the children from the Jewish community school at Saul Meyerowitz.
So, Cheryl, some of your students are going to be involved in this Pyramids, Peace Through Pyramids program. Tell me exactly, you refer to it, but tell me exactly what your kids have been doing.
So our students have had several rehearsals separately from the Ferguson kids, and they've started coming together in the past couple of weeks to put together a show. And the show is going to be fantastic. You know, we're always teaching our students they have the power to make a difference in the world, and that can be as small as reaching out and making a friend. And Circus Harmony has made it possible for our Jewish students to reach out to students from Ferguson and form relationships.
So would it be safe to guess that maybe a lot of your students maybe until now didn't know anybody in Ferguson?
That is absolutely correct. They did not know anyone in Ferguson, and they're starting to form friendships that we hope will continue even after the course of this project completes.
Scott, talk a little bit about that from the Ferguson perspective and the kids that you're dealing with.
They're doing lots of cool things that they love to do, learning new skills that are kind of wild, fun to watch, but they are also making these connections. And
yeah, talk about that.
Right. Well, anytime that we move beyond our comfort zone and our kind of very narrow focus, we grow as people. And so I think these kids are all growing as people, both through the skills they learn and through the new connections they're making.
You know, I think about the kids in Ferguson. I mean, just what an experience for them to live through. I mean, to be there and be so close to that mm-hmm. turmoil at a young age. Right. So, Scott, what's your observation of how the turmoil in Ferguson has affected the kids who probably just want to go to school and have fun?
Well, it depends on the kid and depends on where in Ferguson they were, because, you know, not all of Ferguson was in turmoil
right.
at any given time. And some of them are going cruising along just fine. Others of them have been through serious crisis and have had serious emotional after effects that needed intervention, and we've provided what we could as a library to help with that. But a lot of people have had to go get help.
How do you see this program, Peace Through Pyramids? And Cheryl, you can respond to it too. How do you see this program as helping your kids in that way to deal with what's happened, expose themselves to other people and other ideas?
It's building a structure of activity that they can work around that. To say it creates normalcy is kind of weird because it's a circus. But
wait a minute.
But it does. It does create structure and a goal and something to aim for and a sense of purpose and connection.
The other thing is, instead of them being Ferguson kids, they're circus kids. And that's what happens when we bring these kids together. It doesn't matter if you're from Ferguson or West County. What matters is, what do you do in the circus?
If anyone in the listening audience would have a question or a comment, we'd be glad to hear it. Our number is 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK if you would like to comment on what's happening or have a question.
And we should tell people where they can come and see Peace Through Pyramids.
You're going to be having three performances. It's going to be Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday of next week.
Correct. Sunday is at City Museum in the Circus Harmony Ring on the third floor at 4 o'clock. The Monday show is part of the Unsung Heroes event at the Jewish Community Center. There is a charge for that. And then Wednesday we'll be at the Ferguson Library. We started this off with a show there by the St. Louis Arches sharing their stories about Israel. And now we'll be finishing with a show with the Ferguson children who were audience members now being performers at this show. All the information is instantly available if you go to facebook.com/circusharmony, look on our newsletter or on our website at circusharmony.org.
And it might be easier for people to remember, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape and we'll have a link to everything that,
even better,
that you
thank
just
you.
Said, so we'll make it easier for people. We'll talk a little specifically what we're going to see in the show. I mean, your kids, I've seen your kids, you know, on the trapeze and that sort of thing. What have you got planned?
So this is a group of kids who've only had a month together, not even, and there'll be acrobatics, feats of skill and daring that include balancing, juggling, feather balancing,
clowning.
Yes, we have a 4-year-old clown who will will rock your world, because circus is about making people laugh and getting over fear, so it was perfect. But mostly you're going to see a pyramid of 30 children, and it's a rainbow of children because we got the costumes yesterday and we dressed them all in their costumes, and it's amazing to see them all working together.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that you see continuing, or?
So you can help it continue. Your listeners can by supporting the work of Circus Harmony.
You're a non-for-profit, we might add.
We are. And also, we do see it continuing because the children from Ferguson, some of them will be attending our summer camp, our circus performance camps at City Museum, and some of the Saul Mirowitz children will as well. So they will continue to build on both their acts and their friendships there. And we do hope to continue. We're working on funding constantly mm-hmm. as a nonprofit.
We're looking forward to any kind of connection that we can keep going here.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl and Scott, to tell me just how the kids are reacting. I mean, this is something new for them, right? Your kids. Mm. And so has this been challenging, scary, exciting? What is it?
The students are glowing. They are enjoying it so much. One of the things I love about the circus arts is that it builds tenacity. The students really have to work hard. It's not easy to juggle. They have to work at it or to balance and to build a pyramid with other people. They're interacting. And it's at the end of the day, it feels so good, and it's so much fun when they feel that moment of success.
You know, Jessica, you said something. I'm looking for your quote, and I hope I can find it, about standing on each other's shoulders.
Helps everyone to stand taller.
Teaching children from different neighborhoods how to stand on each other's shoulders. That has so many different meanings, you know?
It's really true, and that's what happens. And to see these children standing in a pyramid together,
it's symbolic.
It's inspirational, and it brings hope, and it's fun.
We have a question. We have Bob on the line from Collinsville, I believe, and he has a question or a comment. Go ahead, Bob. You're on Cityscape.
Yes, thank you. I was just wanting to know, you know, of course, in some circuses, there's animals that are used, and as I'm sure you know, in some circuses, in some cases, there's been some bad situations with that because of how the animals have been treated and that sort of thing. And I was just wanting to find out if this circus, first of all, involves any animals.
I don't.
Second of all, if you can give me assurances that any such animals would be treated well.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I don't think you ever use animals, do you?
No, Circus Harmony has used dogs in the past, and our students have worked on horses, and I've been in circus for over 40 years, and I have seen animals treated better than many of the children I work with.
And speaking of that, you'll be a part of Circus Floor again at the end of the month?
Not only the St. Louis Arches, our current troupe, but Circus Floor is also using alumni in the Wire Act. One of our alumni is now married into and working with the Flying Willendas. We have 4 other alumni who are going to be part of the show: Sydney Bateman, Melvin Diggs, and Terrence Robinson. And so people should come to see us there.
All right, as a final thought, Scott and Cheryl, would you just comment a little bit about what this experience working with Circus Harmony has meant to you and the kids that you work with?
So Circus Harmony has given us the opportunity to do something really unusual with the arts. When there's something exciting going on in the community, Saul Mirowitz Jewish Community School wants to tap into it. And we're so lucky that they are able to pull together these kids. It is nothing short of miraculous.
Any thoughts, Scott?
Anything that helps our people of our community get better is good. And we are seeing that in these kids every day.
A couple of really quick things, Jessica, before we're out of time. As far as Circus Harmony, you have a new display at the airport?
We do. By the arrival, Gate C, Baggage Claim Carousel 1, will be there until mid-July. You can see the flying children. in a display case. They wouldn't let me put real children in there, although I asked.
How about flying shows at Union Station? That's a once a month thing?
We're doing the flying trapeze shows once a month at Union Station, but anybody can come and fly at the Circus Harmony Flying Trapeze Center Tuesday through Sunday, all ages. Cheryl, by the way, was there for Mother's Day. You can fly with the greatest of ease and safety, and it's really fun.
And something new, a juggling club at City Museum?
For adults, because you're never too old to run away and join the circus, in addition to our summer camps, which, by the way, we're also doing some in Newtown at St. Charles and classes at Raintree School, we're going to have juggling class for all ages.
All right. Remember to go to our website if you'd like to know more about any of that, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And again, next week, Circus Harmony presents Peace Through Pyramids, Ferguson, 4 p.m. this Sunday at City Museum in downtown St. Louis, 7 p.m. on Monday at the Jewish Community Center in Creve Coeur, and then 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Ferguson Public Library. We want to thank Scott Bonner of the Ferguson Library.
Thanks.
Also, Cheryl Mahayan of the Saul Mirowitz Jewish Community School. Thanks, Cheryl. Nice meeting you. And Jessica Hentoff, Artistic and Executive Director of Circus Harmony. Great work, and keep it up.
Thank you very much. Thanks for letting us share this story.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Opera Theater of St. Louis's new season. This is St. Louis Public Radio.